This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Ireland's health minister is openly blasting pro-life advocates as cold, uncaring, and neglectful for opposing his view that abortion should be negotiated, even if it means abortion on demand. A May 25th referendum will either keep Ireland's constitutional recognition of the equal right to life of mother and child, or allow legislators and bureaucrats to bring unlimited abortion to Ireland. Simon Harris says he is pro-life, yet has driven Ireland's health bureaucracy to bring about the referendum challenging Amendment 8. News of the prospective retirement of a Supreme Court Associate Justice is playing into the 2018 election campaign. A senator running for election says Anthony Kennedy will retire from the Supreme Court, but Nevada Senator Dean Heller's critics say such rumors show that Republicans are struggling to get voters interested in November elections. This is Life News Radio. As much as some people resort to apathy to express their displeasure with politics, it is that apathy that most allows special interests to make politics distasteful. The answer is not more special interests. The answer is more involvement by you and me. We must talk with our neighbors and friends, and sometimes even disagreeable relatives. November's election campaigns need your help. Get involved, and let's make a culture of life. A bipartisan group of U.S. representatives say the Conscience Protection Act is necessary because local and state government actions are compelling medical workers to participate in abortion. They say illegal discrimination against such pro-life workers has been given a pass, and churches are being compelled to act in violation of conscience because there are no penalties attached to federal law for such compulsion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.